This is NYPC Radio, the New York Podcasting Cafe, with host Carmen Amoros.
Hi, this is Carmen Amoros, host of the New York Podcasting Cafe, a program featuring interviews with public figures, celebrities, writers, authors, artists, playwrights, counselors, lecturers, as well as independent artists and musicians, all here on the New York Podcasting Cafe. Hello, everyone. This is Carmen Amoros, host of the New York Podcasting Cafe. I want to thank everyone so much for having given me such a wonderful new year on my podcasting program. I never expected to be podcasting. I had done it some years ago as a pilot, and then I took it offline. And then when Hurricane Sandy struck, I decided to bring it back because I had many friends who were in zones that were devastated by Sandy. And I wanted to try and use the internet, my radio program on the internet, to get people to those areas that had been seriously devastated by Sandy. And after a couple of days of podcasting, I realized that I was getting 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 listeners in a few days. And I thought, oh my goodness, I can't put this down now. This is wonderful. I'm developing a new family. And so I continued to podcast sporadically. And so this season, I decided that I was going to take it the whole nine yards and continue to podcast at least one show every week. And that's what I'm doing. And I just want to thank all of the people who have sent me positive feedback, emails telling me to keep going. We love your programming. We love your interviews. We enjoy the talent that you have on the program. And I have to thank those people, but I also have to thank the talent, all of the amazing people who allowed me to interview them on my program, who are just shining stars. And not only are they talented, not only are they brilliant, they are just wonderful human beings. These are really great people, starting with the fabulous Marilyn Michaels. Then we had Bob Greenberg, Chef Hamlet. I had a friend of mine, Virginia Mora, who agreed to be interviewed so that I could present her daughter's cause on this program. And she's on the program today for a few minutes, too, to share the amazing Christmas miracle that happened for her daughter, Amanda, which we need to share on this program. So many countless others that were my program. Mary Domino. Oh, my goodness. I can go on and on. I cannot believe how much stardust just is flying all over this show. And it's all because of the amazing people who agreed to be interviewed by me and who have supported me and who have encouraged me. And I am just so grateful and so thankful. For those who tune in, thank you. And for those who participate, thank you also. I am very, very grateful for all of my friends, connections, and all of the people that follow me on the internet, and that send me very encouraging messages and posts. Thank you. Today's program is going to be very short. It includes a little briefing by Virginia Morrill and her daughter Amanda, who has also joined her on my program, to share their gratitude for everything that everyone has been doing to aid them, to help Amanda get her surgery in Santo Domingo. And also, now recently, they're trying to see if they can raise more funds to help get them the airfare to get to Santo Domingo and the hotel and the shuttle that they need to bring them back and forth to and from the hotel and between the hospital and the hotel. So that's what they're working on now. But they did have a breakthrough. They did have a Christmas miracle. An anonymous group of people got together and they decided to pay for the $100,000 in expenses for her surgery. However, she still has to pay hospitalization for 10 days and she needs air travel reservations, and she also needs a hotel stay, plus some transportation to shuttle her back and forth between the hospital and the hotel in Santo Domingo. And I'm hoping that those of you who are listening, please continue to donate a dollar if you go to One Project Bridge on the internet or Project Bridge, just do a search of those words, Project Bridge, you'll come to a page, and at the very top of the page is Amanda's advertisement about her miracle, her Christmas miracle. And she just needs $1 from thousands of you to try and help get her to Santo Domingo. So I hope that you know, my listeners, find it in your heart to get to Facebook. Go to Amanda Angelica Morrill's page. The link is on my Facebook page at the top somewhere. Go to her page and click message as if you're sending her a message. When you click message, of course, the message box is going to pop up. And underneath that message box is a little menu list. On that menu list is a little circle that has a dollar sign in it. You click that circle with a dollar sign in it, and another little box pops up with a dollar sign and the zero. You click on the zero and you put the dollar that you want to donate, or if you want to donate more, you wish to donate more, you can. And then when that's done, you click pay, and you're going to be asked for your debit card. When you get asked for the debit card, you enter your, you know, credit card information and expiration and the security code or whatever it is they ask you, and you send it. Once you send payment, later on, you can remove your debit card information from Facebook. It's that simple. It's very, very easy. It just seems a little bit scary because I had not done it myself, and I did it this week, and I love it. I'm loving that feature because it's encrypted also, so nobody can get into your account. But I'm loving that feature. I'm loving that feature because there has been such a high response through that feature for Amanda Angelica. So please go there and donate that $1. And you know what? Don't stop there. Send it to 30, 40, 50 people and ask those 30, 40, or 50 friends of yours to go ahead and send her page and instructions that I gave you to all of their friends. And hopefully they will all do the same. If we could continue that cycle, Amanda will be able to fly to Santo Domingo to have her surgery done. Amanda's mother has a blog. It's called the Virginia Morrill Author on Blogger. So if you go to virginiamorrillauthor.blogspot.com, you'll find her page there, and she has the instructions on how to donate you that $1 that we're trying to get from as many of you as possible. Everybody can donate. We all spend a lot of money on frivolously on many, many things. We go to the store and we buy chewing gum, or we buy potato chips, or we buy, you know, little knickknacks, movies. Some people buy lottery tickets or cigarettes. Make a little sacrifice for maybe a week and send her that dollar. Well, you know, it's only a dollar. All that other stuff that we buy costs way more. They put more of a hole in the pocket than that dollar is ever going to do. And God is going to bless you. God is going to enrich you, because every little thing that we do is compensated from above. Every good and perfect gift comes from above, and you're all gifts to Amanda and me, and we thank you very, very much. So I'm going to introduce my friend Virginia Morrill and Amanda, who are now in my program, and then you're at the very end, you're going to hear my song play, Never the Same, which is a song that we're going to start sending to the people who are donating to Amanda. You know, we're just sending it to you as a thank you. It's going to take a lot of time to send it to all of you, but we hope that you will download it and enjoy it and share it with everyone that you know. Take care. God bless. And here's my chat with Virginia, plus the countdown, the New Year's Eve countdown, after the station identification.
This is NYPC Radio, the New York Podcasting Cafe, with host Conan Amoros.
Hi, this is Carmen Amoros, host of the New York Podcasting Cafe. Today I have with me Virginia Morrill and Amanda Angelica Morrill. Amanda Angelica Morrill, as many of you know, is the young lady who has been suffering from status epilepticus over several years now. And we've been very, very blessed to participate in the fundraising effort. My program, the New York Podcasting Cafe, has participated along with some other programs. Virginia, you're on the line with me. Can you name some of the programs that have been helping out with the fundraising? I know Scott Bell and Jeff Morton. And then we have, of course, Veronica, who's been amazing in donating her services. Can you share how they've helped and what's been going on the past year?
Sure. Actually, Jeff Morton and Mike, as well as Scott, these generous men and his wife, Adriana, they have put together a program. It's called Project Bridge, and it just invites people. It connects people who have a need with the world. So everyone can donate $1 or $2 or whatever they want, but because there's a lot of people participating, it will bring in what is needed quickly without anyone making a humongous sacrifice. So that's one of the programs that's happening. Also, we have a Veronica actually giving up her talents as well as yourself. You have been a tremendous help. And Anne and Al and Margaret and Steve and Patty. So it's a group that is growing. There's also Jody and Dodi. And it's just a real big group. Also, we have Dawn Hancock. There's so many. I get confused sometimes because I get so excited over what is happening. Today has been a tremendous day of great victory, and I'm real excited. I'm real excited.
I heard that there's a matter of about there was $15,000, but now it's gone down over the past day and a half. It's gone down to almost 13. Is that right?
Yes, that is true. It's 13 now. We had someone that came in as an anonymous donor, and that person put out a challenge. And if we could raise $1,000 within yesterday and today, they would donate $1,000. So we met the donation challenge, and we're very, very excited.
So all people need to do is just continue going to Amanda Angelica Morrill's page, clicking on the message button at the top of her page near her cover photo, and then make like they're sending you a message, but then instead they click the little circle that has the dollar sign in the message box, at the bottom of the message box. When they click that, another box pops up with the zero amount, and then they just enter the amount they want to donate, whether it's a dollar or more, and then they can send. They click pay, and then they send it. The next thing that comes up is they get asked for their debit account. They could put that in. They don't need to worry. They could put it in for the payment and then remove it later on. So I heard that you're doing great with that program, Bridge Program.
Yes, we are.
That's really fantastic how so many people have sort of come out for Amanda. I'm so thrilled for her. Amanda, do you have anything you'd like to share with us for the time being?
Oh, I'm just amazed at everything that's happening right now. All the money that came in just today, it was amazing. I had even gotten the news while I was working, and all of a sudden I got a text message saying the funds were met, that we received the needed amount that was left, and I was like, oh my gosh, I'm so happy, and I'm so grateful at how everyone has helped and how the money has come in. It's been an amazing breakthrough, and I'm really excited that I'm going to be heading for this treatment.
And we need it to continue to come in. Amanda, I'm going to have to end this program in just a minute to play a song that I want to dedicate for you, but let's do a countdown from 10 to 1 and say Happy New Year. 10,
yes.
9, 8, 7,
8.
Six, five, four,
four,
three, one.
Two,
Happy
one.
New
Happy
Year!
Year.
Okay, and here's a song that I hope will play for you. Thank you for being on my program.
Oh, thank you for having me. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome.
It's okay that you feel the pain that you of majesty and praise, of majesty and praise. And you'll never be the same once in the potter's hand. He'll mold your life all over again. And you'll never be the same, yeah, once in the potter's hand. He'll mold your life all over again.
Never the same.
This is NYPC Radio, the New York Podcasting Cafe, with host Conan Amoros.